Hello, my name is Cornelia Davis, and I'm the CTO at Weaveworks. But I'm not here representing Weaveworks as much today as I am the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. What I want to talk about today is GitOps, and in particular, talk about some work that's going on under the CNCF in the space of GitOps. So first, a little bit about me. As I said, my name is Cornelia Davis. I have about a 30-year-long career as a developer. I went to school for computer science. And in the last, oh gosh, probably closer to 20 years, I've been working in web architectures. I've been working in cloud native for nearly a decade, although we didn't call it cloud native for that entire decade. A good portion of that experience happened working for Pivotal, working on Cloud Foundry at first, and then later on Kubernetes as well. I've been working in the Kubernetes space for 4 or 5 years, which doesn't make me the longest veteran, but it also doesn't make me a total noob. And as I said, I am the CTO at Weaveworks. And I also just recently joined the CNCF Technical Oversight Committee as well. Oh, and the picture on the right-hand side is that I'm also the author of a book called Cloud Native Patterns, Designing Change Tolerance Software. It's a book targeted at developers and architects, helping you learn the patterns and ways to apply the patterns to make your software very resilient and run well in the cloud native setting. But today we're going to talk about GitOps, and I want to start with what it is. And on the one hand, you might have heard of GitOps. I put things in Git, and some automation happens, and I end up with things in a running system. And at some level, you would be right. It is automation with Git playing a role. But there's something special about that automation and the way that we tie that together with the runtime system on the right-hand side and the version control system on the left-hand side. And that's what I want to talk about. Now, that special something is this. It's the fact that it's a convergent system. If there's nothing more that cloud native should mean to you, and if the first thing that you think of is a convergent system, you would be right. So yes, it's microservices. Yes, it is loose coupling. Yes, it's redundancy. But in order to work in this cloud native setting, you have to adapt to constant change, which means that you're constantly converging and reconverging to the desired state that you want. And so one of the terms that we sometimes use is this OODA loop: observe, orient, decide, and act. And in this particular case, the action is doing something like doing a deployment to Kubernetes or elsewhere, monitoring what's going on there, based on that monitoring, making some decisions, comparing actual state to desired state, and then recording some of those changes that you want to make in the Git system, and then applying those changes, and we go through the loop again. Now, I want to tell you a little bit more about that basic loop, because this is the general OODA loop. So if we apply that to GitOps then, what does that look like? Again, it's this deployment loop that I just talked about. What I want to show you is how that relates to another cycle that we have in software development, and that is the continuous integration cycle. Now, the continuous integration cycle, we are not trying to supplant that. We are not trying to replace the CI cycle with GitOps. This is additive. This is taking your very mature CI processes and adding to that this GitOps, which takes your CI part of the software delivery lifecycle all the way out to operations. Now, I want to go in just a little slightly more into detail and show you that that convergent GitOps loop, I actually like to think of that as two loops that are linked together. So in this diagram, on the far right-hand side, you see two loops. On the left-hand side is your familiar continuous integration feedback loop. But on the right-hand side, we have a continuous delivery loop and a continuous operations loop. The continuous delivery loop is a convergent loop, one of these OODA loops, that is connecting over to the Git repository that holds the configuration for the application. It also, this is a bit of a simplification, it's also keeping an eye on things like your image repository, your container image repository. And it's making sure that as those things evolve and get approved in for deployment, that those deployments are happening into the runtime environment. But where it goes beyond continuous delivery into continuous operations is when you're deploying into an environment that also has a convergent system. And that's what I like to call continuous operations. What am I talking about there? Kubernetes is a perfect exemplar. Kubernetes is a continuous operations platform. Things like the replica set controller are constantly watching to make sure that the actual state is in alignment with the desired state. So really that whole GitOps thing on the right-hand side is these series of two loops about delivery and operations. Now, another way that I like to talk about GitOps is with principles. And I promise I'm getting to the GitOps working group in just a moment. You'll see that let's come back to these themes. Now, these GitOps principles, and there's four or five, depending on how you like to count. I'm going to start at the bookends. The bookends being on the far left-hand side, we have declarative configuration. In a Kubernetes setting, that's YAML. We all love our YAML these days, right? YAML engineer, I am myself. We have this declarative configuration, and on the far right-hand side, we have a convergent system. So we have something like Kubernetes that is constantly doing this converging of, you know, actual state and desired state. Now, if you've played with Kubernetes, you've likely done a kubectl apply. So that's where you've applied the far left-hand side to the runtime environment on the right-hand side. What GitOps does is it says, rather than doing a kubectl apply, let's apply that same convergent pattern to the task of bringing those declarative configurations into the runtime environment. So we add, first of all, a place to store that declarative configuration. And that store is, we generally use Git. Now, Git has two attributes. It has more, but it has two fundamental attributes. One is that it is a versioned immutable store, or you can configure it that way. You have to configure it and set it up in such a way that nobody can rewrite history and those types of things. So it's a versioned immutable store. That's important because it allows us with GitOps to do things like roll back by rolling forward. We simply move the head back one to get to the last known configuration that worked. So if something's going wrong, we just bump back. The second important thing that Git provides in the GitOps model is it provides a collaborative interface. So this is where individuals can get together. They can propose pull requests or merge requests, change requests, to say, I want to update the configuration. Instead of having 10 instances of an application, I want 20 instances of an application. They can have others review those pull or merge requests, approve them. You can configure it to do things like have multiple approvals. And then when the merge request is merged or the pull request is approved, then that declarative configuration is ready to be brought to the runtime environment. And that's where the third column comes in, is that there's an automatic application of those approved changes. And again, that happens with that convergent loop. So that's what happens with the continuous delivery loop. And all of that, the little icon in the upper right-hand corner, is to say that we want to link all of these things together. From the previous slide, you saw these two loops on the right-hand side. We want to link those things all the way back to giving feedback to the developer back in their continuous integration cycle. So the fifth thing we sometimes talk about is having a closed loop all the way back to the developer. Okay, so that's a quick introduction into GitOps. Now let me introduce you to the GitOps working group. In November of last year, in 2020, WeaveWorks, the company I work for, together with AWS, Microsoft, GitHub, and Codefresh, announced the formation of the GitOps Working Group. What we aim to do with the GitOps Working Group is to provide companies and individuals with the know-how, skills, knowledge, competency to implement GitOps, both tooling and methodologies, not just the mechanics, but the practices as well, so that we can apply that to operations, to management, to full lifecycle management, day one, day two, ongoing management of both infrastructure and applications. So it's all about educating the community on these patterns. It's the same way that when we had microservices in the beginning, or when we first started with cloud, in fact, we had to learn that we weren't just going to achieve the benefits of the cloud by lifting and shifting our existing applications from our own data centers into the data centers of Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. That didn't give us additional benefits. We had to learn how to refactor our applications and apply different practices and apply different operational policies. That's where things like SRE came from and those types of things. So we aim to do the same thing for operations, cloud native operations, as we've done in the, as an industry around cloud native application design. So let me give you just a little bit of background and then an invitation to join us. This GitOps working group, while those five companies that I mentioned formed the initial group and brought this into the community, we immediately took it to the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. And now the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, last June, the user group had done an analysis, and they did what they called a tech radar. And what they did was they analyzed a number, they surveyed their user community on the topic of continuous delivery and asked them and then assessed what are the tools that are the most ready for use in the continuous delivery space. Now, I call your attention to this because in the adopt, right there in the middle, which are the strongest ones, we see Helm. We also see something called Flux. Flux is a CNCF project. It's in the sandbox, and it's in the process of going into incubation right now. It was originated by WeaveWorks, but we donated it to the CNCF a number of years ago. And the reason I call your attention to this is to show you that the cloud native and community, the industry, is interested in these convergent models. They're interested in GitOps, and Flux is an important part of GitOps. It's one of the options. There are others as well. Now, within the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, there's special interest groups, and this project has landed under the special interest group for app delivery, and you can see there what their goal is. So this is the hierarchy. We've got the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. We have the SIG app delivery, and underneath that is the GitOps working group. And it has been accepted as a sandbox project because we believe that these definitions around GitOps are going to live far longer than the working group themselves. Now, let me tell you what the working group is up to now. We have an immediate backlog, which includes creating a GitOps definition. You know what it is? It's exactly the definition that I just showed you a moment ago. It talks a bit about use cases, and then it talks about those four or five principles of GitOps that I mentioned earlier. We're also in the process of generating a website. We want to have samples, and there's an example. This example wasn't done by the GitOps working group. It was done by the SIG app delivery. And in the future, we want to create a landscape around GitOps and also eventually offer certifications in the same way that many other certifications are offered with different technology areas. And again, that definition that I just talked about looks an awful lot like this. So finally, I'd invite you to join us. Right after we made the announcement, we solicited the community for interest. We had over 80 individuals across 50 unique organizations pledge their support and express their interest. We've had two public meetings to date. The notes are there, and we're going to be having those public meetings on a monthly cadence. I also invite you to join the Slack group at #WG-GitOps at the Cloud Native Computing Foundation Slack, which is where the URL that you see there. With that, I thank you for your attention, and I have just a few moments for some questions. Have a good conference.
Hi, Cornelia. We are ready to start the Q&A. Thanks for the clarification on what is GitOps.
I didn't see any questions that were coming up during the live stream.
So we are on now. So.
Okay.
I do have one question for you, at least. How do you see tools like configuration management tools like Puppet, Chef, and those in the GitOps area? Is it something?
Yeah. It really comes down to the thing that I was emphasizing at the beginning of the talk, which is the convergent system. Puppet and Chef really were born during the era of where infrastructure is code. That type of movement was happening. And so it was really all about automating some of the things that used to be done by clicking through consoles, the AWS console or something else along those lines. And that automation is great, but that automation isn't constantly checking to see whether you're in alignment with the desired state. And so what GitOps really does is it adds that next level and it says, okay, we are going to constantly check to see not that I've run the Puppet script or the chef script and then I'm done. The assumption is that I'm never done. So that's the fundamental difference between kind of the prior era of those types of automation and what GitOps does. GitOps kind of embraces, I like to say that the Kubernetes really popularized this notion of constant convergence. And that's really what we've done with GitOps is add that.
Thanks a lot. I'm just monitoring the chat to see if there are questions, which doesn't seem to be the case at the moment.
Yep.
Sounds like everybody's already tired at the end of the day.
I think this is the last session, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's going for their cocktail.
So there is one question in the chat, which is, are there typical use cases where GitOps would be the wrong approach?
Boy, that's a good question. I think that I can't think of any cases from an abstract perspective.